How about that? That was a tune called Mystery Creek, and that welcomed you to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host for the next hour. If you can stick around, we'll listen to some great bluegrass music. This is the Boxing Day show after Christmas, so you would have opened all your Christmas presents. Hopefully you got lots of guitar strings, banjo strings, and interesting CDs and things like that. And I'm going to play some music for you that I expect you will enjoy a little bit. If I had to put a name to this show, it's the Digging Deeper show, and I'm playing a few people that have not appeared on the show before. Some have, not often enough, and there's some new bluegrass, and I don't even think there's some very old bluegrass, but it's got little bits that you may not have heard before. And we'll get right into a band put out a CD on Mountain Fever Records in 2010, and the band is called No One You Know, and I thought that was a perfect start for it. This may be just the situation. So let's have some bluegrass from No One You Know. Mixture of a band, all ages in it. Ramey Bennett plays banjo and sings some lead and harmony vocals. Bruce Jones plays dobro. Rachel Burge plays mandolin and does lead and harmony vocals. Don Anderson, upright bass and lead vocals. And Lance Gaynor, guitar, does harmony vocals. And I've picked out a couple of songs, Looking for a Sign, and then a tune called The Gambler, not the Kenny Rogers one. Have a listen to No One You Know.
Doesn't seem to come that easily. I've been looking all around, waiting on the stars to fall down to prove my heart's not trying to deceive. The sign I'm looking for could open up the door, and I could let my heart off the line. Should I believe myself? Kindly, so waiting on a sign, telling me
faces and names.
My daddy was a drifter, and mama had a fancy for the men.
She left me on the doorstep of a preacher. Sent that cheating lawman to meet his maker
with a bullet through the tin star on his chest. The judge had no mercy. He slammed the gavel, cursed and said, "You fool.
Come Monday morning.
May God have mercy on your soul."
Well, that's music from a band called No One You Know, which is a very unusual name for a band, but they sound like a great band and would be very entertaining to watch. I'm sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, Anglesey Street in Hamilton. They have everything you could possibly want. So if you've got yourself a gift voucher for Christmas, take it down to Shearer's and trade it in for all those things that you need to play musically. Great people. Nice to talk to, too. We're going to continue with our theme of people you may not have heard of. Matt and George and their Pleasant Valley Boys were one of the groups that I saw at the Father's Day Festival in California in June this year. And they were a very entertaining traditional style bluegrass band. You'd have to call them traditional style. And really good to watch. And this particular album that I'm going to play from is Bluegrass Style by Matt and George and their Pleasant Valley Boys. And in this album, they sort of picked on songs that influenced their bluegrass music style. And we're going to hear a couple of songs, one written by the former governor of Louisiana, Jimmy Davis, a song called The Love I Have For You, which is now done bluegrass style, and one called God's Golden Shore, Jake Quisenberry, I think that's how you say it. He's the man that located the park for the Father's Day Festival, so he's one of the standout members of the California Bluegrass Association. So a couple of songs from Matt and George. George plays banjo, does baritone vocals. Matt plays mandolin, does the lead vocals. And Jenny Lynn plays guitar and does tenor. Mark Eagleton plays bass. Jim Allison plays fiddle. And they had a special guest on some of the fiddle tracks, Ed Neff. So very much a California album. I hope you enjoy it.
Say that you are going away.
Some great Californian bluegrass there from Matt and George and their Pleasant Valley Boys, and they did a fine show at on the Pioneer Stage, I think it was called, at Grass Valley, and very entertaining. We're going to hear from someone that should be on the show more often. I have played them before, love their music. Kenny and Amanda Smith, husband and wife duo who both play guitars. Kenny, of course, is a wonderful guitar player, spent some time with Lonesome River Band and various other people, and they have a lovely approach to their music. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from them, Always Never Enough, and then one entitled The Danbury Jail.
Sweet man. side where sweet Mary rests.
Some lovely music there from Kenny and Amanda Smith, and the banjo was played by Steve Huber. That I bet you he's playing one of his own banjos with his own tone rings in them. Jason Robertson on mandolin and Alan Bartram on bass and accompanying vocals, and didn't they get a great blend there? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host Paul Trenwith with some of the CDs that are stacked further back in my shelves and maybe people that you haven't heard a little bit before, but that's not so of the next person. Emmylou Harris is well known in country music and bluegrass scene. She came out with an album called Roses in the Snow and had Ricky Skaggs working on it, and she did some really nice choices of material on that album, and in her distinctive style and the wonderful contribution made by Ricky Skaggs. And I've picked an old Flat and Scruggs tune, I'll Go Stepping Too, which she does a great job, and then one of my favourite tunes of all time. I've loved it. I even had the 78 of this one, Jimmy Rogers singing Miss the Mississippi and You, and Emmylou Harris does a fine job of that tune. So these are my some of my choices definitely here. Emmylou Harris from the Roses in the Snow album, I'll Go Stepping Too. Emmylou Harris doing one of my favourite songs, Miss the Mississippi and You, a lovely version. They're backed with Ricky Skaggs, Tony Rice, Jerry Douglas, Emery Gordy, Buck White. The Whites were singing in the first one. Emmylou did her own vocal harmonies in that one. Just a great combination, and I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to hear the new album that I've been promoting from the Pippi Pickers now. Pippi Pickers are a fine band from Lee area, north of Auckland, New Zealand, and they've played bluegrass music and supported bluegrass music in New Zealand and Australia in the last few years, playing at many of the festivals, always popular, come up with some great song choices. You've heard some of them. Today I'll be playing a couple of tracks from the album. The album's called With a Spade, and you can go to their website, www.pippipickers.com, facebook.com/pippipickers, all those things, find them. They are extremely media savvy, and all sorts of things happen. On this album, Janine Barbadell plays double bass and does most of the lead vocals. Gary Bigwood plays mandolin and does some vocals. Barry Talkington plays guitar, and Nathan Talkington plays banjo. They've got some help from John Agenes playing dobro, and he also produces. produced the album and recorded it, and Anna Bowen plays fiddle on some tracks, and Gunther Flutney does backing vocals on various tracks. Let's listen to the Pippi Pickers again. I'll Be All Right is the first track, and then the next one is called The Graveyard Shift, which is Gary singing. It's nice to hear him sing sometimes. Have a listen.
I always thought that you would fly, sail away, learn to ride. What you're waiting for, a change in tide. Take a train, catch a flight, go ahead, it'll be alright. There's no one that you owe it to. You do what you wanna do. You can start the car and leave tonight. Go ahead, it'll be alright. We'll still be here, it'll be alright. Drive out past the city lights. Watch a day turn into night. You'll be feeling better by midnight. A winding road will make it right. Go ahead, it'll be alright. What is past is done. There's no use holding on. Don't look back. That old house is gone. Ground it rested on. Turn out that light. Don't look back, it'll be alright. In life, go ahead, it'll be alright. Make mistakes, it'll be alright.
Graveyard shift, stay out all night long. I work the graveyard shift, stay out all night long. Wake up someday, find your good girl gone. If you don't treat your baby right, I said if you don't treat your baby right, you'll come see me some lonely night. When the sun goes down and the moon is gone, it's when I come around, don't you think I won't? On the graveyard shift, stay out all night long. Wake up someday, find your good girl gone. I drive a Cadillac, she rides just like a dream. I drive a Cadillac, she rides just like a dream. All them pretty girls wanna ride with me. Cause I've got what all them women want. I said I've got what all them women want. and say that I do when I really don't. And the moon is gone, that's when I come around. Don't you think I won't on the graveyard chill stay out all night long? Wake up someday, find your good gal gone. Wake up someday, find your good gal gone.
That's the Pippi Pickers from New Zealand, sometimes abbreviated to the Pippies. And for those that aren't in New Zealand, pippies are a lovely seafood shellfish that's found on the beaches and cooked up delicious. Well, the pippies music is a bit like that. Cooked up, it's delicious. What do we all? That sort of segued into some New Zealand music. Now, we got a fine young band based around the Hamilton, New Zealand area called Roadworks. And they're young people in their early teens. Lawrence plays guitar mostly. Sam plays mandolin mostly, but also fiddle. Lawrence plays a bit of banjo. Nat sings. Mum plays bass. Tracy and Bruce is a roadie and the sound man and organizer and loads the van and all sorts of other things. And they play some great music and put out an album a year or so ago now. And nothing that they do really represents what they're playing like now, because each week they're progressing and play some great music. But this is a nice tune, medley of three tunes: Lawson's Pine, Cameo Cat, and Stony Creek. This is some fine music from Roadworks. Thank you. with some fine music from some young men who will have a big future in playing acoustic music, bluegrass music, whatever it turns out to be. Very good technicians, and they love their music. Roadworks, that's them. Look out for them in your area. Not much on around Hamilton over the Boxing Day period in terms of music. Of course, we're not having Back Porch Bluegrass, our jam session, because fourth Sunday of the month always turns out to be pretty close to Christmas, and but all good. But we'll be back on deck at the fourth weekend in January, and bring along your instruments to the Silverdale Normal School Common Room at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, fourth Sunday. Forget the actual number, and we have a good time playing some music. There's different events around. The Wellington Bluegrass Society will certainly have some music going, and look for the Auckland Bluegrass Society too. So a big hello to all those people listening on Access Radio programs around New Zealand. Thank you very much for having me on your show. And the Access Radio station CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you very much for having some bluegrass from the South Pacific on your program. I hope you're enjoying my selections. And all those listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio, I appreciate you listening to the music, and those that have written in, very good. Thank you very much. It's very nice, some of the things you say. And I just enjoy playing the music. I always have done. And there's such a wide variety of styles and techniques available to bluegrass musicians. And I think it's wonderful. Now, while we're playing some New Zealand stuff, the Pippies and the Roadworks, I figured I'd play a Hamilton County Bluegrass Band tune that I was part of. This is from 1971, 1972. And it's instrumental that was heavily influenced by the playing of John Hartford. I saw him play banjo he had Norman Blake and Vassar Clements in his band, and the Randy Scruggs, I think it was, playing bass for him, and they did some great music in 1971, and I was influenced by that. And when we were recording the Kersbrook Cottage album in 1972, we came up with this instrumental, and it's called Ring-a-Ding, which is a really strange name, but maybe it's appropriate because the music is a little bit strange too. Here's some contemporary bluegrass from way back in 1972. Thank you. that's ring-a-ding. It's a little bit different, isn't it? Even listening to it now, I'm quite surprised at some of the things there. I'm playing banjo, Alan Rhodes guitar, Graham Lovejoy playing mandolin, Miles Ray on bass, and Colleen Trenwith on fiddle. And that's a rather futuristic look for us at some bluegrass. Ring-a-ding, it was called. Well, one of the bands that I've came to listen to is called the Dixie Beeliners, and had the album, never heard of them before as a band. Interesting combination. We'll hear a little bit from them. Brandy Hart does vocals, Buddy Woodward vocals and a guitar, Rachel Renee Johnson plays fiddle, Sam Morrow plays banjo, and they've got a lot of support from Mark Fain on bass and Andy Falco on lead guitar and Andy Leftwich on mandolin and fiddle and David Talbot on banjo and Travis Toy on resonating guitar. And I've picked a couple of tracks, Down on the Crooked Road, which talks about, it's a Virginia's Crooked Road, and making references to all the bluegrass places around there. It's really a road that has got so much bluegrass around it that can't be believed by people like us. And then a track called The Yellowhead Girl, which I just like tracks that sound like that. Dixie Beeliners.
Songs of the brothers Stanley ringing sweetly in my ear. There's a store in Floyd, Virginia, where they pick a mean guitar. Then it's off to Gaylock Smokehouse and whip my whistle from an old fruit jar.
Fiddle and a bow and an old banjo we call Mountain Soul.
Come and be a part of it down on the crooked road.
Mother Maybell and old Doc Boggs could really pick it right.
So let's burn on down the highway, boys. We're gonna have a time tonight.
Getting down to the Carter Fold and hit that old dance floor.
Do the buttermilk reel and the cornbread stomp till I can't dance no more.
We can make the country cabin if the room ain't overpacked.
And finish up at Clintwood if we bypass Mayor.
Come and be a part of it down on the crooked road.
Mountain music treasures are housed upon a hill. Keith and Roy Lee's legacies that we remember still.
Where Curly Ray still saws away and Carter still lives on.
And music lovers everywhere can come and join the song.
Fiddle and a bow and an old banjo we call Mountain Soul.
Come and be a part of it down on the crooked road.
Come and be a part of it down on the crooked road.
Make me
wood flower could ease this heartache's pain. I've searched the pine dark hollows when day was growing dim. I've climbed the highest mountaintop, but I never set eyes on him.
Go away to the cold dead graveyard. Go away to the drowning creek. Go away and bring me a green-eyed boy to kiss me on.
Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Join me again next week, same time, same place, and I'll have another selection of bluegrass music for you to listen to. We'll keep going out with the Dixie B-liners.